USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Stocks take a nosedive after the best day since 2020. At the closing bell, the Dow losing 1,063 points to close at 32,997. The sharp drop comes one day after a rally on Wednesday following the Fed Reserve's announcement that it was going to raise interest rates. As far as inflation and supply chain issues that are still affecting everything, former Home Depot and Chrysler head Bob Nardelli has some ideas to help.
Let's get the ports resolved, the port issues resolved. We've got hundreds of container ships.
At least three people are dead who were stabbed to death in Tel Aviv, Israel, after a possible terrorist attack. Police are still looking for the suspect. The attack comes 1 month after another terrorist attack in the city. USA Radio News.
Hello, neighbor. Pat Boone here. You know, they say every dark cloud has a silver lining, right? Well, today I'm going to prove it. Rising political and economic uncertainty is increasing market volatility. This flight to safety is pushing up gold and silver prices like never before. So, to help protect listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer. Historic silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazingly low price of just
$12.50 each delivered.
That's right.
$12.50 each delivered.
While supplies last, call 800-289-2646 now, which spells 800-BUYCOIN by coin. Put a silver lining in your portfolio now. Call 800-289-2646 or online at SwissAmerica.com, 800-289-2646, and you can tell them Pat Boone gave you the number.
Oklahoma Republican Governor Kevin Stitt is touring tornado damage. A charter school in the town of Seminole took a direct hit.
There was a nice shelter there, and then when they came out, the whole roof was destroyed and all the outbuildings were turned over.
Seminole is about 50 miles southeast of Oklahoma City. It was hit with its third tornado of the week. Overnight storms damaged two schools, a marijuana farm, and other buildings. There was flooding, but the governor says there are no reports of serious injuries. The co-inventor of the implantable defibrillator has passed away.
Dr. Martin Mower, a former Maryland-based cardiologist who helped invent an automatic implantable defibrillator, has died at the age of 89. Mower and Dr. Michael Mirowski began working in 1969 on developing the miniature defibrillator.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
A state is continuing to look at who received unemployment benefits during the pandemic.
Michigan's embattled Unemployment Insurance Agency is dealing with more fraud. Officials say 55,000 more unemployment claimants who were overpaid during Governor Gretchen Whitmer's COVID-19 shutdowns will not have to repay those funds, totaling $431 million. UIA Director Julia Dale says the agency will continue to review overpayments and extend waivers to anyone eligible. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
At the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives in Washington, D.C., Attorney General Merrick Garland is giving an update on his anti-crime strategy to bring down rising violent crime rates. Garland saying that gun kits will now be treated like normal firearms.
Those who engage in the business of dealing in these guns will be required to mark every frame or receiver with a serial number so that the guns can be traced.
He says businesses will be required to be federally licensed, maintain records, and run background checks in the same manner as they would when selling a regular firearm. And finally, Cinco de Mayo festivities are happening all across the country. The day honors the Mexican Army's victory over the French invaders at the Battle of Puebla in 1862. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.